WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and you haven't had a moment to yourself? Yeah, me too. We're constantly bombarded with expectations from work, from family, from society. It feels like there just aren't enough hours in a day. But today, we're tackling something crucial. Creating a healthy work-life balance. It's not about being perfect, because let's face it, that's just unrealistic. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can thrive in both your professional and personal life. Now, I know what you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? And you're absolutely right. But trust me, with the right mindset and a few practical strategies, you can make this happen. So buckle up, because we're about to dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your time, reduce stress, and finally achieve that elusive work-life harmony. Number 1. Define your priorities. Seriously, take some time, I'm talking real dedicated time, to figure out what truly matters to you. What are your non-negotiables? Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply getting enough sleep. Once you know what's important, you can start making decisions that align with those values. Number 2. Learn to say no. This is tough, I get it. We're often conditioned to say yes to everything, but saying no protects your time and energy. Think of it this way: every yes to something else is a no to something else, and you have to be strategic about where you put your focus. Number 3. Set boundaries. This applies to both your work life and your personal life. Establish clear boundaries around your working hours and stick to them as much as possible. Let people know when you're unavailable, and make sure you carve out dedicated time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Number 4. Embrace the power of me time. Schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. This could be anything from reading a book to taking a walk in nature to simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being and productivity. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the biggest one. We're all human, and we're going to have good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or things get overwhelming. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection every single day. So imagine this. You're walking out of work feeling energized, not drained. You actually have time to catch up with your loved ones and pursue those hobbies that bring you joy. This isn't a dream, folks. It's a reality you can create for yourself. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this. My friend Sarah was constantly stressed out. She worked long hours, had a demanding family life, and never seemed to have a moment to herself. I remember one day she told me, "I feel like I'm running on fumes." It was heartbreaking. So, I shared some of these tips with her: setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, saying no more often. And you know what? She started to turn things around. She felt less stress, had more energy, and actually started enjoying life again. So, remember, this isn't about finding the perfect balance, it's about constantly striving for a healthier way of living. Start by implementing just one or two of these tips today. You might be surprised at the difference it makes. Here's what we covered today. Define your priorities, learn to say no, set clear boundaries, make time for yourself, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, you deserve a fulfilling life both inside and outside of work. Now go out there and make it happen. I'm Hunter Rivers, reminding you to keep pushing those mental limits and stay strong, Spartans. Until next time, keep your mind sharp, your spirits high, and your lives balanced. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of focused and disciplined individuals together. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.